community resilience. It just makes sense. The first portion of this book identifies the rare conditions of climate, debt, population, and energy that are converging as a period of extremes and vulnerability in our lives. The first portion of this book identifies the rare conditions of climate, debt, population, and energy that are converging as a period of extremes and vulnerability in our lives. In light of the specifics, there can be little doubt regarding just how volatile our time has become and, in all likelihood, will remain for the foreseeable future. It's precisely the certainty of so much uncertainty that gives even greater meaning to a culture of resilience. For example, it's precisely because we're living amidst what the World Economic Forum's Global Risks 2013 report, detailed in Chapter 1, called the perfect storm of conditions that it makes sense to expect volatility in places where life has been smooth sailing in the past. It's precisely because climate change is a fact that it makes sense to expect record-setting extremes in rain and snow and sizzling summers and frigid winters. It's precisely because the world's economies are weakened and fragile that it makes sense to expect cutbacks in manufacturing and the loss of jobs and supporting industries. And it's precisely because the already reduced workforce and extremes in climate have placed a strain on the supply chain of services, food, and necessities that it makes sense to expect temporary disruptions in their availability. And it's because these extreme conditions and others are converging in our lifetime that the choice to create a resilient community is also the turning point from simply surviving change to thriving through the change. Just as we've seen with the turning points described previously, we now have two possible ways to deal with the reality of a shifting world that has unexpectedly arrived at our doorstep. We can either choose to 1. Discount the facts that tell us the world has changed and that we need to think and live differently, leaving ourselves and our families vulnerable to the new conditions, or 2. We can be honest with ourselves about the volatility that comes from the convergence of such extremes and learn to adapt our thinking and ways of life to minimize the negative impacts of the change. With both choices, resilience plays a powerful role. In the first choice, we find a way to become resilient after the fact. After the crises of the superstorms, back-to-back tornadoes, record-setting floods and droughts, and the seemingly endless wildfires catch us surprised and unprepared. In the second choice, we can live resiliently today in a way that makes room for such changes in our lives when they do appear. Our answer to a single question makes all the difference in our experience. It changes the way we live and the way we've been taught to think about ourselves and our security. It's also the foundation for developing a new way of living. That question is simply this: in our time of extremes, what can we do to make our lives better? By the year 2050, only 36 years from the creation of this audiobook, it's estimated that 75% of the world's population will be living in the urban environments of large cities. Today, 50% do so already. As the factors that contribute to our time of extremes continue to unfold, a shift in the way we build our cities and live our lives will, by necessity, be a part of that shift. When we take these factors into consideration, the conclusion is clear. Adapting our lives to meet the uncertainties of a world of extremes is like packing what we need as we begin a journey to a place we've never been. Just as it makes sense to begin any journey with the things necessary to maintain our daily routines, community resilience in our time of extremes makes good sense to maintain the stability of our families and loved ones. A growing number of community leaders are already recognizing this fact and beginning to act accordingly. One of the innovative projects that has emerged from leaders recognizing our time of extremes is the 100 Resilient Cities Centennial Challenge, an opportunity to build proven strategies of resilience into 100 cities using projects that will be selected through a nomination process that ends in 2015. The stated goal of the challenge is to help people, communities, and systems be better prepared to withstand catastrophic events, both natural and man-made, and able to bounce back more quickly and emerge stronger from these shocks and these stresses. Additional projects to create resilience on a larger scale of cities and beyond include Philadelphia's Reinventing Older Communities Conferences, the San Francisco Planning and Urban Research Association, or the SPUR Project, the Resilient City, and the Municipal Arts Society of New York's Resilience Agenda. The transformation of societies, cultures, and living that has been envisioned by so many people for such a long time will come about only in response to a need that is shared across the board, from urban families and mom-and-pop businesses to the home offices of global corporations, research institutions, and universities. We all need a society that works for all of us. The building of resilient communities on the scale of cities is an opportunity for just such a transformation. This is where the ideas of resilient community and the principles described in books like David Gershon's Social Change 2.0, Dwayne Elgin's Voluntary Simplicity, Lester Brown's Plan B series, and Edmund Bourne's Global Shift, as well as others, can become invaluable roadmaps on our journey of transformation.